We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Samachay Omid Beis, but we're starting Samachay Omid Aleph on the bottom, four lines from the bottom, just to speak out by Choy V'Chavar that the Isser is to gather animals together, and even though you're doing it, you shouldn't get a hezek. It's still Asr. Grata Rash speaks out that if it's Pekuach Nefesh, you could do it. If it's Pekuach Nefesh, it's not one of the mitzvahs of Hargloy Avar. If it's Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to get rid of those scorpions, but talking about not Pekuach Nefesh, you cannot do it. Now the Gemara goes back to the Shaila of Maisa. Rabbi Yechonon, we said, that holds, the feeder Rabbanon hold that Megadif is no Chiv Chatas. Why? When you Mevarach Hashem, because it's Shkei Maisa. But still, Hashtachava is called enough of a Maisa. All you're doing is bowing your head. That's called enough of a Maisa. So someone wants to know, what's the Pshat of Rabbi Yechonon? Rabbi Yechonon, who says that Hashtachava is enough of a Maisa for Rabbanon, but not Megadif, what's the difference? Rabbi Yechonon, Maishno, the Kviv is Kimos, the Rabbanon have a Maisa, but Kimos, Sefasov, lo have a Maisa. Why is Kviv Kimos, Ksidah Maisa, and talking by Megadif, moving your lips, it's not called a Maisa? What's really the difference? Amarava, you're moving a body part. You're moving your lips, you're moving your back. What's the difference? Amarava, Shani Megadif, Hoyol V'yeshta B'leif. Because usually, what's the Oymika question? Usually a Maisa means you did something. You created something. You did a handiwork. You did something. You burnt something. You shechted something. You poured something. You did something. Maisa means you toot oiv something. Something happened. But here, you just bow your head. Why is that bigger ma'aseh than talking? So Gemara says, you're right. The reason why Megadif is not called a ma'aseh is because Iker Megadif is belief. Omer Rav Shani Megadif, Hoyo V'yesh to belief. The Iker Isser Megadif is in the heart. It's in the heart. That's the Iker. Like Rashi says, Iker Chiyav Abba'a Lov Toli belief. Shem Skavim L'Varach Hashem. Shafil V'Varach Hashem Kol Hayoyim Ve'im B'Li Ba'i Klavi Ma'ilu. Just move your mouth the whole time, Varach Hashem. But you mean nothing. So then, it's not chayiv. You have to have the lev in order to be chayiv. So therefore, it's considered not a maisa. That's the tarets. So that's why hishtachava is enough of a maisa. So really, kima svas will be enough of a maisa. But since megadif is ikar b'lev, therefore it's not considered a maisa. Great thing, Marakash and Tapas Amachem and Beis, most of Rab Zera, yotu edim zoymim, there's a brisa that talks about if edim zoymim chayiv chatas. So it says, the Eidim Zoyim are not Chayev Chatos. Why? She'em Ma'isa. All this is Dibur. Va'amai. If we just finished saying it's really Dibur is enough of Ma'isa. Because same like bowing down. The only reason Megadif is not a Ma'isa is because Iker B'Lev. But Eidim Zoyim is not a Var of Lev. Va'amai, a less noble Lev. There, it's the Chiyav is for moving your lips. And it should be Chayev. It should be considered a Ma'isa. Why is saying Eidim Zoyim? Eidim Zoyim is not. And therefore, there's no Chiyav Chatos. L'chayra. Halas do believe Amarava Shani Edim Zoyim Hoyel V'Yeshna V'Koyel that the Iker Chiyuvam is B'Shmias Koyel talking to Bezdin and Koyel is not enough of a Maisa. Right? And so he's saying it's not the Kima Svasa. There's the Koyel. Huh? We're saying it's not enough Maisa. Yosef Zayim She'im Behem Maisa. Zayim Zayim do not have a Maisa. That's what's not Chayav Chatas. Now, the word Kasha was we finished saying Kima Svasa is enough of a Maisa. Only the reason why we got it is not because slave. So here it's Kimas Svasov. Someone says, no, a Kimas Svasov is not the thing is the coil. The thing that comes out is the coil. So, and the coil is not a Maisa. In fact, remember, the coil of Rabbi Yechon himself, who this kasha is on, this whole discussion is Rabbi Yechon Shita. Rabbi Yechon holds coils of Maisa. The coil of Rabbi Yechon lav Maisu, but Itmar, we learned, there's an Isser, like Sachsim Shar B'dichoy. When a Shar is threshing, you're not allowed to muzzle the Shar, the cow, and not let him eat. You're not allowed to do that. It's Isser. Either you choisim b'koil, you every time you want to eat, you go, oh, you scream at him. Or aniga b'koil, which means it's a kalayim. You're not allowed to have a shar v'chamar yachtov pull a plow. So let's say you didn't mamash lead them, you just lead them b'koil. The loch is reichna or mechayiv, v'chayiv malchus. So you see, it's considered a maisa. V'shlokas on potter. Shlokas on potter. Reichna mechayiv, why kimas piv have a maisa. Shlokas on potter, kimas below a maisa. So you see, coil is not considered coil itself. You look at the kimas piv by coil. So if you look at the kimas piv by coil, so why by edim zoymim don't you say it's a ma'isa also? Don't take it because it's coil. Yeah, but the coil came through a kimas piv, moving him out. Just like regarding chosma by coil, we consider a ma'isa. So by edim zoymim, we consider a ma'isa also. So what's Pshat Rabbi Yechonon? El omarava shani edim zoymim hoyel v'yeshta b'ria. The ikar chiyuv edim zoymim is because they have a riyah. Rashi says, "Ikke chiyuv abai the riyah." Shem eidim shirou, the riyah less by ma'isa. The ikke chiyuv the imzayim is for the riyah, and there was not a ma'isa, not for that koil. There's it for the riyah. That's the ikke thing. What's that? What? What are you doing? Oh, that's the kasha. They didn't see. There's a pella. Mine was the biggest plea out of Gemara. They can't see. Eilu mechayek who they saw. They didn't see. So there's a bamas a pella. So although the Roshanim already asked the kasha, Ramban already asked the kasha, and because of that, they have a different gears in the Gemara. That it means that it doesn't say their gears is not the yeshnam beria. Their gears is the yeshnam ba'aya, which means that the halacha is eim zaymim. If one guy says a this and the other guy just says I disagree to that like that, he doesn't have to move his mouth. He doesn't have to move his mouth. You see, he can be chayv eim zaymim wana ma'isa. That's what they learn. That's what it means. He doesn't have to say it out clearly. The whole a this, he can just say aha, and even though you don't have to move your lips for that. Still, Yechayim. That's the way the Gur is said. And Rashi is talking very sure. What does it mean? Yechayim the Aria, Ayin the Meritzchayas, Ayin the Rishash. They all have tried to say different mahalchim in the Rishash. Oh, mahalach. Everyone has no mahalach how to answer it, but it's a little complicated for Daf Yomi Mishir. But I'm giving you the Maramakim to Ayin Shom how to answer this Gemara. We can learn with the Rif's Girsa. Okay. Torah Bonham, back to Oiv. So we finished the Shalos HaMaisa, and now back to Oiv. Tana Rabbanan. So in the recap, Eim Zayimim there, it's not a mice at all. But according to Rav Yechon, Taka Kimas Piv technically we call a mice. Just the word is the Megadev is belayv. That's why it's not considered a mice. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Bal Oiv Zeha Medabe Ben Aprokim when Ben Atzil Yadav. So now we are expanding Oiv even further. That it's possible to call the Oiv if you mile the mace until it sits on top of your knuckles, of your hand, or on your knee, on one of your joints. It's another type of oiv. We have it for in your armpits. Here, there's also medab ben aprakim. It talks from your knuckles or ben atzil yadav of knuckles or your joints. It talks from there also, like Rashi says, "Maila es ameis v'yoyishiv loy ba'achad v'bein pirkei atzomis of a chashev k'un al pirkei atzvayisav on his knuckles on his finger or al pirkei birkav or on his knees." That's called oiv as well. Yadoini is amanich etzem yadua, etzem of a chaya called yadua, befit, puts it in his mouth, and the bone talks by itself. That's an oiv and yadoini. Meisvei says in the pasuk, v'hoya ka'oiv me'eretz koylech, umi'ofim rosech t'tzafseh. It sounds like the sound of an oiv is muffled coming from the ground. My love, the Meshtoi Keorche. It sounds like you get the Oiv gets the mace to talk from the ground. Not that it came Ben Aprakim, because then you hear it regular. So I'm like, the Salk be also Ben Aprakim. No, it goes on top of your joints. Or Meshtoi, and it talks then. Why is it muffled? The reason why it's muffled is because Ein Bechius, the Rashi says, it doesn't have any life to it. That's why it's muffled. Now being another right, Tashema. So this next Maisa in Nach is a Peladiga Maisa, where Shaul HaMelech, already, he killed out Noivir HaKhanim, and Hashem was not happy with him. And he was, the Plishtim was starting up, and he wanted to go to war with Plishtim. He wanted to know, like, every time he went to war, he always asked Urim HaTumim, is he going to win or not? He went to ask the Urim HaTumim, no answer. He went to ask the Nevi'im, no answer. No one, he was lost. No one wanted to talk to him, he couldn't get anything, Shaul HaMelech. So, Beles Breira, he's starting to go to a Isha who's a Baal Oiv, who knew how to do Keshef. And he went to this lady, and he dressed up. He said he changed his clothing. He did a bunch of things to mask his real identity, because he himself got rid of all the Baal Oiv, out of the country, because it was a Veira to be Keshef. So he dressed up, and he went to this Isha. The Isha had no idea who he was. And he says, could you do some oiv for me? Who do you want me to bring up? Bring up Shmuel, he said. So she brought up Shmuel. And when Shmuel got up, Shmuel was very angry. He said, why did you bring me up from the dead? And the Maaseh says, Shmuel gave him the nevuah that you're going to die in the war. But Plishtim, and still Shaul went out with the war. But it says in the Pasuk that when he came to, when the Isha started bringing up the mace, she was very frightened because she saw... She says, oh, it's an Ishali Kim coming up. She sees it's a Chashu person coming up. How did you know it's a Chashu person coming up? Usually, the Oiv comes up feet first. And here, she was like very surprised, the mace came up head first. So he knew now that, she knew now that she's bringing up someone very Chashu, and the person asking is very Chashu. And she chapped with Shaul HaMelech. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer lo HaMelech, al tiri, because she saw she jumped. She said, Kimat Reisa, what do you see? Vayomer Isha el Shaul, I saw a chosh of a person coming up from the ground. So what's the kasha? It's kasha's mashma that oilim and aretz, that he was talking from the aretz. He was talking right as it came up. That's what it sounds like. My love is talking orche. Doesn't sound like she put him on her joints. Loi, the yosef ben aprokim mishtoy. No. He sat down ben aprokim u mishtoy. That was the case, that she sat down, that he went on one of her prokim and talked. Tanabonim, right. Tanabonim baloiv, echad amala b'schuroi. Baloiv, a new way to do this, echad amala b'schuroi, v'echad anishal b'gagoylus. So Rashi says, what does mala b'schura mean? Mala u'moishev is a mace al zachrusoi. He brings up the mace al zachrusoi, that, and this means Aver of Zachar, that it brings up the mace that way. That's also called Oiv. And initial b'gagoyl is also called Oiv. You ask, there's a skull sitting there, and you talk to the skull. You don't have to bring it up, it's sitting there. The skull is mutl in front of you on the ground, and you talk to the skull. It's also a type of Oiv. Now, ma bein zel is that. What's the difference between the two? Mailab is churay in el kedarkai. When you mailab is churay, it doesn't go up, come up kedarkai. It comes up feet first. But also, vein el Shabbos. It doesn't work on Shabbos. Nishal v'gagoylus, el kedarkai v'el v'shabbos. Nishal v'gagoylus works. It works kedarkai. Doesn't have to, because it's here already. But el v'shabbos, more than ask. What's el kedarkai? El kedarkai v'el v'shabbos, come up v'shabbos. Fake tomorrow, oilal hechasalik was here. Oh, kamei monach. The girls were here the whole time. What does it mean? Coming up. Eleima oine kedarka of oine b'shabbos, which means oine kedarka means it doesn't have to. You don't have to put a bein aprokim. It's oine kedarka of oine b'shabbos. Now, Taisvis argues on Rashi. Zok Taisvis malo b'schuroi. Zok Taisvis pirish akuntris malo moishiv hameis al schuroi. Fake Taisvis lo yitachim about oiv d'shal. And the way Mashal explains, that you find by the Isha Balas Oiv that she was surprised that he came up head first, not feet first. So it must be, it was the Gemara's case of Schuroi. And a Isha doesn't have a Schuroi. So what's going on over here? Therefore, Taisus answers that Schuroi is just the word Targum for the word Oiv Yadayni. That's all it means. That's Taisus Dumpshat. That Oiv Yadayni is Targum. The Targum of it is Bidum V'Schurin. So it's just Targum. The problem is Schurin is Targum for Yadayni, not Oiv. Taisus blah Shver. But that's what, it's a big tumult, this Machalik's Rashi Taisus and Mayim HaShah and Mepharshim. But in any case, just to point out our Taisus. Back to our Gemara. Va'af Shaila Zu, this is one of the Shailas that Turin Sufis HaRasha asked Rabbi Kiva. They had a lot of arguments. Turin Sufis actually is the one who actually killed Rabbi Kiva. Asura Saru Gamalchus, he's the one who landed up killing Rabbi Kiva. But before that, there are a lot of discussions with Rabbi Kiva. And Omar Loi, one of his questions were, he says, what's so special about Shabbos? Malo yoimi yamayim. Like, what's special about Shabbos? Omar Loi, Omar Govern, what's special about you? Like, what makes you so special? He was like a very big head, you know, minister of the government. What makes you special? Why are you a big minister? Omar Loi, the Marit Savi, because the Kaiser wanted me to be the minister. So Rabbi Kiva answered, Shabbos not me, the Marit Savi. Shabbos also, like, Karis Baruch Hu wanted it to be special. This is my question to you. Me yemin din the Shabbos. How you know today is Shabbos? Maybe Shabbos is on Tuesday. How you know that this day is Shabbos? Amaloi, I'll tell you why. You can bring raya. There's a river which shoots up rocks the whole week, and Shabbos stops. So you see when Shabbos is. Another way of seeing when Shabbos is. Baloiv yichiach. That baloiv on Shabbos it won't work. The mace won't come up. And also, Kivrei Shel Avav Yichiach, your father's kever also Yichiach, because his father was a major Rasha, and the whole week it smoked out of his kever because from Gehenim. She'im ala Osham v'Shabbos, because on Shabbos he gets a break. You see, even the Rasha Mugoyim also get a break on Shabbos but from Gehenim. That's what it sounds like in this Gemara. And he says, and on Shabbos it stops. On Malois, and Turin Shufis told Rabbi Kiva, Bizasoi by Shasoi v'Kilosoi. You're just embarrassed. My father. Kalas is also of Gidu for making fun. You're making fun? Okay, I kind of story. Zot Gemara Vaita. It says in the Pasuk, V'choy v'chover, v'shoyl oiv v'yadoini, v'dorish al ha-meisim. Now, we just finished saying, oiv is dorish al ha-meisim. So what's oiv v'yadoini, v'dorish al ha-meisim? What's the two things? Zot Gemara, shol oiv v'yadoini, v'dorish al ha-meisim, dorish al ha-meisim, dorish al ha-meisim. So here, Shail is the same thing. So to Gemara, I'll tell you what it means. Darish al-Mesim means like this. The time to the Brisa. Darish al-Mesim is a mar of Atzmai. Someone starves himself. V'hoylech alone in the basic forest. Then after starving himself, he's fasting. He goes, he lies in the basic forest. K'deish tishra alav ruach tumah. In order to get the ruach tumah from the Mesim. So that's what it means. Darshal Mesim, he goes to get, try to get the Ruach Tumah from the Mesim. So Rekib and Megillah, Mikrozeh, Hayabaychi used to cry. Umaha Marav Atzmai. Madach Somno Fast. There's just a Ruach Tumah. Shara Ruach Tumah works. Hamarav Atzmai. Somno Fast. There's just a love Ruach Tahira. You should get the Ruach of the Ruach HaKadosh. Alachas Kam Makama. It should work. So why doesn't it work? Our viewers don't let it. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, ki im avaniseichem oymavdilim beneichem lebein elokeichem. Our aveiros are separate us from Hashem. And that's if not, we'd be able just like ruach tomah works, so ruach tahara would work, because midat tayva maruba. Amar Rava, he boyu tzadik abaru amo. Batsim tzadikim have the kayach to create a world. Shenemar, the only reason there's a difference to Hashem is ki im avaniseichem oymavdilim beneichem lebein elokeichem. But if not, they could be like Hashem in a certain way by recreating worlds. The Gemara brings things with Taka. They created things. Rava bara gavra. Rava created a person through Sefi Yetzira, through Kabbalah, through Sefi Yetzira. He created a person. Shadrach made Rab Zera. He sent this person to Rab, this Golem to Rab Zera. Have a kamashtoy b'hadei. He was trying to talk to him, and he was a Golem. Wasn't talking back. Have a kamahadle. Amalei min chavraya. You're someone who got was created adei chabarim. He thought it was he didn't chap where he came from. Hod la'afra. Go back to the earth and taka kachava. He went back to being a piece of sand. Rav Chanina Rav Yishaya. Yasu kol ma'ashab. So every day in the Friday morning, he's learning a bit of Kabbalah. And Va'oshku was safe at zero, or Mivrula Eagle Til Savachle. And they always created every morning, every Friday morning, a special Eagle, either a third year Eagle or a Shlishi Lebetan, a very good tasting Eagle, which came ready made. Usually it's born, it's not good, it takes 3 years till it comes to Kushmak. They created one on the spot, and they used to have that for the Friday night and Shabbos day Suda. Tanur Rabbanu. It says in the Pasuk there's a bunch of different type of kishuf or different type of things in Allah do. Le'imatz b'cha ma'aveh b'noi b'ita b'eish, k'isim k'samim, then it says, ma'oinein u'menachesh u'mechashev. What are these things? Ma'oinein, Rav Shimon Oimer, a bunch of pshat ma'oinein. Rav Shimon Oimer, ze'a ma'aveh shiva mini zechur ala ayin. Which means, Rashi says, he takes seven types of shivcha zera for seven different briyos, seven different creations, animals, people, and he takes seven of those things and puts it on his eyes, and with that he does kshafim. That's one shot. Chamayrim za'oich zanayim. Someone who does magic, he makes dvarim shal pella. Rabbi Kiva Imer za'a mechashiv itim v'shoyis. He says certain times and hours are good. Mama yoyim yafa lotzeis. Today is a good day to go out. L'macha yafa likach. Tomorrow is a good day to buy. L'mudi arve shvius chitim yafais. He says that erv shvius is a good time to have good chitim, and ikure kitnias miyas ra, if you rip out the kitnias by hand, so then it makes sure it doesn't get wormy. So all these things, you make up these things that have to do with the times and the way you do things, and it's all asr. It's not klar when is it called a simin and when is it called real, like we eat simonim on Rosh Hashanah. How do we do that? It's a whole tumul taka. How do you do that? But that's more of a simin. Here they're saying it's mamish, this is a good time to do this, it's a problem of ma'inin. Tanur Abanan, Menach Ezeo Imer, Pita Naflum Apiv. It's what certain Goyim say, that if a piece of bread falls out of your mouth, Makla Naflum Yadav, if a stick falls out of your hand, Benoy Karelam Akrav, if your son calls you from behind, Oyrev Karelai, or a raven calls you, Tzvi of Sikh of Derech, while you're walking, a deer crisscrossed in front of you, Nachash Miyamina, Vashum Asmoila, a snake on your right side, a fox on your left side, on top of Samavav and Aleph, or he has this thing that the tax collector should be the first one to get paid taxes, because then that's a bad sign. Al taskel be, or it's a shachasu. Don't the first thing in the morning I can't pay taxes. It's morning, or it's chayishu. The first day of the month not. Moitz Shabbosu, or it's Moitz Shabbos, and it says I don't want to start Moitz Shabbos or something. And it's a big tumult that the Ramat Paskins you shouldn't get married b'soif chaydesh. The moon is it's a whole tumult. How that stems with this halacha? Some say there just was nohagu, not nohagin. Again, whole tumult, again, not for this. This is probably a good thing to list the local raid by. I'm not sure, but it's a very good discussion to find out what exactly is ma'inin. It's a big tumult in the Paiskim. Look at Yeridea Simon Kuf Ayin Tes is the Simon about this. Tanar Abban, only Sinach Soisa'inu, going Elo Amenachshim, Bechulda Ba'oifa Yisuvadagim. Those who go out Ladarach and they're starting something, and the menachesh with a chuldah, a weasel, a bird, a fish, they say this fish is good to go out, you have a good herring before you go out to a trip, that's a good thing. These type of things are all menachshim, there's nichosh, ma'inin, you have to be very careful not to take a simon too vite and make it into something and say a bad omen really is a goyish idea, ain't mazal Yisrael, and we don't get busy with ma'inin and menachesh.